And hello, Panther fans. Welcome to Lufkin Panther Football live from Outlaw Memorial Field. Our Lufkin Panthers coming in, obviously, opening night, rated number 7 in all the land in 5A Division 1, playing the defending state champion Longview Lobos. They have not lost in a month of Sundays, Jeff. This ought to be a good one tonight.
Yeah, and it always is, no matter what. And if these teams were meeting at the end of the year and both of them were 0-9, it would be a big game. That's how far this rivalry goes back in the history of this thing. Towards for a number of years, it was always a district game, and that even made it bigger.
Be at the 11-yard line. Jordan Moore will lead things off. He's 5-1 as a starter. 13 touchdowns last year, one interception, 883 yards in the 6 starts. He will try to navigate from deep in his own territory to start things off here. Jones, Williams, Griffin, Pruitt, and Taylor will start out wide. Two receivers either side for the Panthers. It'll be Jalen Polksmith far to his right. Caleb Berry offset to the right. In motion now, right to left. Quick pass. This is going to be a double hitch. Man wide open, Jalen Polk. He's got Reggie at the 50. Reggie's down the sideline at the 30 cut. Excuse me. Get a block there, big man. 5, 10, touchdown. The double pass. Jalen Polk to Christian Reggie. Get you some of that.
Well, now we know by Coach Quick said he wanted the ball, and he gave Coach King a little wink, I noticed, when they were at the coin toss. But Longview used to always open up with a trick play against Lufkin back in the day, and Lufkin gives them a dose of their own medicine.
It's the same play they ran against Katy back in 2005 right here to start the game, and it unlocks the fury.
Yeah, Big Mo already on Lufkin's side. One play.
Abel's Pharmacy extra point. Is it good? Because we got to keep an eye on it. It's good. Encarnacion, I believe, knocks it down. Panthers lead is 7-0 on Y100. Haynes King will be getting up off his tookish, and they will apparently have to punt here on fourth down.
Yeah, that ball was in the dirt. Wasn't even close to being complete. So good job by the Panther defense. Probably could get good field position here on their second possession.
Well, you always got to keep an eye on it. Haynes King is the punter as well, so always the fake in mind. I don't know if they're going to use it here, but they are at their own 45, close to midfield. Fourth down and 8, their first possession of the game here in the first quarter.
Lufkin going to go with that bandit, they call on this punt, and drop two back with Bug Thompson and also Reggie.
He's going to roll, and now he's going to run because we don't get outside contained, and that is it. They're going to get a first down. That is terrible execution by Lufkin. We collapsed on the right side. Haynes saw it and runs for a first down. And they are in that primetime real estate, the Gann Medford red zone, down at the 9-yard line. Meredith is the deep back in the eye. Haynes under center. Meredith around the right side, breaks the tackle inside the 5, and he's got his first touchdown of the season. The Lobos respond, and rather quickly.
After the fake punt, it was all Meredith.
So the Aaron special teams play just absolutely killed the drive for the Panthers, and they answer with 8:31 to go here in the first quarter. I thought we would see a lot of points on the board tonight because both teams are starting a lot of new faces on defense, but yikes. Abel's Pharmacy extra point is up, and it is good. 7-7 is your score. Panthers will get the Lufkin Coca-Cola kickoff next, first quarter on 103.7. And we'll get them to try to punt again, and maybe we won't botch this.
Yeah, we're going to go back and keep we're going to watch this one as just Bug Thompson will drop back to receive the punt, and we'll have an extra man up there to make sure it probably spy on King here.
Well, if you just don't let him get outside, he's going to kick it. But, boy, on the last one, we just absolutely, for some reason, all blitz from their left, from his left. And it left a big, there's a high snap. It's over the head. Here come the Panthers. King rolling out to his right. Uh-oh. Gets outside again. And now he throws it deep, and it is out of bounds. I don't know why he didn't kick it, Jeff. That would be a mistake that Daddy is probably about to give him an earful. But he throws it out of bounds instead of kicking it on a run, and the Panthers will get great position here to start this drive. They're using a lot of clock here, Jeff. We're already inside. It'll be inside 10 minutes here at this snap.
Yeah, they were already dominating the time possession there in that first quarter, and 2 minutes into this drive now to start this quarter.
Ambushed on third down. We need to get a little pressure. Don't bother. Here comes the bootleg. You can rest assured of that. In the gun. There goes Moore to the motion, right to left. Rolling that way, throwing again, wide open, but he overshot him. It was going to be a first down, but King, with one of his worst passes of the night, man, overshot him. It'll be fourth down.
And they're going to bring the
kicking team onto the field here, it looks like, because King is the holder, so watch out for that as well.
He does everything. I think he filled the water coolers before they started today.
He was the point guard in their basketball team, wasn't he?
He was. And graduating in December and headed to College Station. This will be a 36-yarder from the right hash. It's up, and I believe it is good. Just inside the right upright will give the Lobos their first lead of the ball game, 10-7. 7:36 to go in the first half. You're listening to Panther Football on 103.7. Third down and nine from the for Lufkin at the Lobo 49. Blitz coming from the outside. Jordan steps up in the pocket, throws an absolute rope over to Jalen Polk, but he was covered. I don't think anybody was going to catch that. That ball was coming in there at about 95.
That's going to bring up fourth down and nine, and the Panthers will send the punt team on the field here.
Imagine that. 5.5 to go in the first half. Lobo's on the move down to the Panther 38-yard line. Here comes the bootleg out to the right. Haynes King all day throwing it back the other side. And I mean wide open is the big tight end. Down to the 10. Great open field tackle there by the Panthers on the far side. But we lost control of that roaming tight end as we have done so often. And they're down to the 5. So 4:19 to go. It's going to be third down and goal from the 6 after a Lobo timeout. They've got 2 timeouts remaining. Lufkin has not used one yet. King will be under gun. Off balance line to the right. There's the bootleg. Fake it. Rolling right. Now back to the left. Kalen Park has him. Throws it up. It's intercepted. That a baby. The play was made by Kalen Park. The interception was made by who, Jeff?
That was 17. No, 22. Nico Hood. Excuse me.
Are you sure, Nico?
Yeah, Nico made the interception.
That is my boy, Nico Hood, being the beneficiary of Kalen Park's hit on King.
Yeah, ill-advised pass there by King. That's not something you would probably see out of the senior. And, we talked about trying to keep him out of the end zone, and I was hoping to hold him to 3. How about 0?
How about we need that turnover chain, baby? We got it right there. The 9-3-6 is in the house. Third down and 8. 2 receivers either side. Lufkin not been very efficient on third down so far tonight. Blitz coming from his right. Can he avoid it? We got a screen. Throws a jump ball to Barry, but it threw the timing off. Oh. And we did not pick up the blitz. He did all he could do. We're probably lucky he didn't get picked. First and 10 for Longview. 1:10 to go in the first half. They lead it 10-7. King again rolling out to the right. Rolling right. Pump fake. Pulls it down. Now going deep down the sideline. He's got a man open, and it is caught. It is caught right in front of, I believe that is going to be Diaz.
Yeah, right in front of Diaz. And receiver number 6, Hopkins, did a great job of bringing that ball down. But we've got a flag back here in the Longview backfield, so this thing's coming back.
Please let it be against Lufkin.
Longview.
Give him that double meat Whataburger cheeseburger. Lufkin,
chop block.
You can't do that up here. Hey, you think that gets caught in Longview, Pops?
Negative.
I'm just saying. And they're not going to run a play. I am surprised. That'll do it from an eventful early first quarter. Not much going late. 10-7 at the half. We'll take a break. We'll be back with your Bartlett Baggett and Shands Insurance Agency halftime show coming up next. Panthers trail Lobos 10-7 at the half. We'll be back to break it down next here on 103.7. And here's your Lufkin Coca-Cola second half kickoff line drive, and it will drive Williams back to the 2, and he slipped on the turf, and he'll be down at the 1, and the Panthers get a huge break to start the third quarter.
Yeah, he just he fielded that ball, and as he took off, his feet just came out from under him, and he fell right down to his knees.
Third down and 11, just outstretch of the goal line. King in the gun. The big tight end in motion, Braden to the left. King rolling out to his left, wants to throw. Steps up in the pocket, and it is caught again down the left sideline. Kerber out to the 30-yard line. Blown coverage. What looked like we were right there on him.
Well, we were. We had a defender there. I couldn't see who it was. He was right there on him and just didn't make the play, and we've got a Panther down there.
It was Nico Hood. I think it went right through his hands. First and 10. Still 10-7 Lobos. King will hand this one off to Meredith inside. Uh-oh. This could be a touchdown. He's at the 20, 10, 5. They're not going to catch him. Breaks through the wave, and they just went 99 yards on the Panther defense after that third down and 11 from their own one. And they have now scored the last 16 points of the bowl game, and the offense is going to have to get us back in this one.
It may be the good news over here, Gary. I'm looking. There may be just a cramp that Bug had here from his leg. They've got not a humid night, but they're over here working on him. They're getting him hydrated, so hopefully it's nothing serious.
Abel's Pharmacy extra point. The snap is down. The kick is up, and it is good. Abel's Pharmacy, for all your medical and pharmaceutical needs, stop in and see my man, Mr. Buford, and all the fine folks at Abel's Pharmacy. Panthers down 10, just underway in the third quarter here on 103.7. It will take one out of the route. Two receivers to the right for Moore. Fakes the handoff. Three-step drop. Looking right. Got a man. Throws high, and it is right. Boy, that's got to be a late hit. He's right in the head. There is the flag, Jeff, but Christian Reggie is probably going to be out of this game. That is the dirtiest hit in high school we're going to see in a while.
Yeah, and the ball went by him, and his helmet came flying off.
Well, that's probably because he got hit in the freaking head.
That's going to probably put
a concussion. Who hit him? He needs to be thrown out of the game. That's ridiculous. First down and 10 for Lofkin. Barry to the right. They're going to put Clark in motion to the right. Three receivers over there. Penalty flag down. It's probably going against us. Pulled down the right sideline. It's intercepted. The ball was intended for Clark on the wheel route. It's picked off in the end zone. The flag's going to be against Lufkin on the false start, I'm afraid.
Yeah, going to be a false start here on the Panthers. And
well, the Panther offense is looking back. They might have been. They were coming on a blitz. They might have been offsides.
Yeah, they were.
Woo.
There you go. Another penalty that helped us.
First down and 5 for Lufkin. Blitz coming up the middle. It appears anyway. And he gets through. Jordan keeps the ball, rolls right, in trouble, throws it down, up for grabs. It's caught. Jalen Polk, give me the arms. Touchdown. Jalen Polk, first touchdown catch of the season. And the Panthers are back in it. That is all courtesy of Jordan Moore.
Yeah, that was a great job of Jordan. He beat the blitz that came inside as he rolled out to his right. He threw it up. It was a little short, but luckily the Longview defender mistimed his jump, and Jalen was able to come back, catch the ball, and stretch out and get into the end zone, and a big touchdown there for the Panthers to answer that Longview score.
Abel's Pharmacy extra point in Canarsion. The kick is up, and it is good. The Panthers are back in, and Jordan Moore evades three would-be tacklers and finds Jalen Polk. 17-14, middle of the third, right here on 103.7. The Panthers will have first and 16 when we come back at their 45. 17-14, Lobos headed to the fourth here on 103.7. Two receivers to the right here for Moore. Barry offset to the right. Clark to the left. Clark in motion. Down the left side, two receivers. Blitz coming from the outside. Moore flush from the pocket. Rolling right. Throws it down the right sideline. Oh, Jalen Polk! Are you kidding me? Might have got away with a push off, but we'll take it. First down, Panthers at the 15. Panthers trying to regain the lead, but we need a first down. Here we go. Big Hogs up front. Just give us a little room. Jordan, get under center and take it yourself. There's motion coming to the right. Hand off to Barry up the middle. He's got the first down, and he is touchdown! Lufkin, Caleb Barry regains the lead for the Panthers, 20-17.
Barry got to the first down, and he just kept on turning those legs, extended that ball with a Longview defender on his back across the end zone there. You see here on the replay is and had a little help as Jordan Moore pushed his man in the back as well to get Barry into the end zone. A little help there.
Boy, Griffin, the center, did a great job. Abel's Pharmacy extra point. Encarnacion's kick is up, and it is good. The Panthers with 14 unanswered points lead it 21-17, 10-22 to go in the game on 103.7.
Boy, they took Hopkins and Kirby out of the ball game.
Well, they're going to run this one. Just a matter of who. King's going to keep it, bounces it outside, and he's into the end zone. I don't think the Panthers saw that coming. They snapped it quick, blocked down to the right, and King went to the left and literally walked in untouched to the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah, 6:36 to go, though, and Lufkin's going to get the football back here.
Makes it 23-21.
Big extra point.
Another.
But their kicker's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Gann Medford red zone conversion there for the Lobos. They are now 3 of 4. On the first kick is up, and it splits the upright. The A-Belts Pharmacy extra point is good. And the Lobos answer. They're back up by three. 24-21, 6:36 to go. You're listening to Panther football on 103.7. So the Panthers will have to punt. Lufkin trying to run that wheel route that was successful earlier in the game, but not one of the specialties there for Caleb. He's more of a between-the-tackles kind of type of guy. But Polk will have to come on, and with 5:45 to go, we're going to have to give it back to Haynes King, which makes me nauseous. Good snap. Polk rolling to his right. Gets a good kick out high. Fair catch called at the 35. He fumbled it, and the Panthers got it. Diaz is there to get the recovery. The receiver choked it up. Diaz gets it, and we are back in business.
Boy, and that was a high spiral kick, and it came down, and it went right through his arms as he tried to fair catch it, and Diaz is there to fall on it.
Turnover chain, baby, the 9-6. Fans are on their feet. First fourth down conversion attempt for Lufkin on the season. Fourth and eight. Snap is good. Jordan in the pocket. Steps. Throws right. Looking for Reggie. Flag is thrown. Oh, Reggie got the flag, baby. Makeup call, but yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah. I just looked right at Lambino's brother, and he said the same thing to me. Makeup call. And
there is no question.
That ball, he was going to be out of bounds if he was even able to come up with the catch.
That referee there just made reservations for A. Martin for the next decade with that call, baby. Good job, buddy. Huge third and three right here. They marked him down at the 13. We need the 10. Moore in the gun once again. Back on either side. Clark to the right, Barry to the left. 8 seconds on the play clock. Blitz coming to Jordan's right. Right up the middle. They picked it up. No, they didn't. He sacked. Man, they took way too much time. I wish we'd have called a timeout. That had disaster.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking myself, to call a timeout.
It's definitely outside of field goal range, and the clock is rolling here with 3:05 to go. And we're going to go for it. Once again, we converted one fourth down with a penalty. Here comes another one. They're going to double-team three at the bottom and dare somebody else to beat them. Jordan in the gun. Three down linemen. They blitz from the outside. Jordan throws it up for Jalen to the right corner. Two on one. He can't come down with it. They knock it away. They knew what was coming. And the sack is a killer with 2:42 to go. We may get it back with a few seconds left, but for all intents and purposes, here is your ball game. Panthers have gotten some breaks on turnovers, a couple of timely penalties for us, but we still find ourselves down by three. 2:31 remaining. Panthers with seven in the box. Eye backfield behind Haynes. He is going to fake the handoff, throws it deep down the center of the field. It's intercepted! Are you kidding me? Down the left sideline, he's inside of 20 and forced out of bounds. It is Gardner with the third turnover of the game, and the Panthers are back in it, baby!
Oh, we got a flag down here.
Oh, no. Where?
Down here on the Longview sideline. But they were looking for the tight end.
Oh, he was open. If the ball is thrown high, it's a touchdown. He underthrew him, and Gardner stepped right in front.
It's going to be a holding call.
On who?
I don't know. I'm guessing Lufkin on the return.
Panthers would have had it inside the 20.
It's going to probably back him up back behind midfield now.
Two receivers for Jordan Moore. In the gun, trying to get the biggest win of his career. It's a young one, but it's going to be a good one. Oh, my God, we didn't see the snap. Jordan has to get it. He's sacked.
Well, he rolled it back there to him, too.
That was on the center. Jordan did not. He was directing traffic. The center snapped it on the ground. We're lucky we didn't lose it, and Lufkin will have to take our third and final timeout. We're on the 45. We need the 43.
Someone's got to step up and make a play. David Hughes into the ball game now with Jalen Polk out.
Let's see. And Barry out, the short game guy. They've only got five in the box. You'd like to run it, but again, Barry's on the sideline with the injury. Here's your ball game, folks. 150 and counting. Empty backfield for Jordan. Blitz coming from both linebackers. Low snap. Throws it right. It is dropped.
Oh.
Christian Reggie had the ball. It was a perfect pass. And he cold dropped it. And that's going to do it.
Yeah, it would have been a first down. And, what a heartbreaker.
What a great read by Jordan. He saw the guy coming. took one step and fired a dart to Reggie, and Reggie just tried to turn before he caught it and drops it. That's going to do it. And the Panthers look dejected, which is a good thing. I'm telling you, Jeff, if we're healthy, I think we got a chance to be pretty good.
Oh, there's no doubt, Gary. And, you know, you've got a lot of new faces, but a lot of new faces that made some big plays tonight for the Panthers.
24-21 is going to be your final.
Yeah, Gary, I got Coach Todd Quick here for our Texan Credit post-game interview. Coach Quick, you know, that second half, Lufkin came out and fought, and it's turned out to be another typical Lufkin-Longview game that came right down to the end.
Yeah, we have to play better than that. We're a better football team than that. We'll benefit from this, but we let one get away.
Yeah, Coach, and, you know, had some opportunities, and it just seems like every time we got some momentum there, especially at the end of that fourth quarter, we had something that happened bad, and we went backwards.
Well, they made plays when they had to make plays, and we didn't make plays. But we're going to be a very good football team. If they choose to be, we'll be very good. They have to look at themselves and honestly look at it and make the changes and go to work in the morning.
Well, Coach, you had a lot of guys have to come out of the game, either cramps or some injuries, and you had some players and some new faces that stepped up and made some plays for you there.
Yeah, well, the next in line, and that's what you have to do. But we got to fix that, too. We're in better shape than that. You know, it's just you can't spend part of your game before the game, and it's hard to do when you're playing somebody like this. It's hard because you want them juiced, but you have to, as the season goes on, we'll figure it out of what you can spend before and what you have to have at the end.
Well, Coach, at halftime we talked about the lack of the running game. I thought the second half that Caleb Berry stepped up. They opened up some holes for him, and he did a good job running the football.
I thought the offensive line did a better job, and I thought Caleb ran the ball hard. I like the way his shoulder pads were, so that's definitely a positive.
Well, and Jordan Moore, your junior quarterback, he found Jalen Polk, and boy, Jalen made some great catches there coming down the stretch.
Yeah, great players make plays in big-time games, and he is. And Jordan gave him a chance to make the plays. Jordan's going to go to work in the morning. We're going to get better at what we're doing.
Well, Coach, I appreciate the time as always. As you said, we have a lot to build off of in this game, and I know what these guys are dejected now, but again, you got Nacogdoches next week, so get back to work, like you said.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Coach.